Today marks our third Sunday in working through this book of Ephesians. Today I'm going to do something a little different because there's been a number of questions going around regarding what we studied so far. So I'm going to look at three specific things in relation to Ephesians 1 verses 3 through 14. And those three things are the greatness of God revealed to us, the servanthood of Christ revealed to us, and the blessings of God toward us recounted. So those are the three things I want to just talk through, and then at the end of that time, we'll have an opportunity for questions regarding this portion of Scripture. I want to begin, and if you turn your Bibles, you can follow along. I want to begin by reading from Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 3 through verse 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, God predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his, that is God's will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he, God, freely bestowed on us in the beloved, that is Jesus Christ. In him, that is in Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of God's grace, which God lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, God made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in Christ, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth. In Christ also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to God's purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of God's glory. In him also, that is in Christ also, after listening to the message of truth, which is the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Christ with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of God's glory. Let's stop for a moment and pray. Father God, speak to us today by your Spirit through your word. Speak to us in a way that will touch our hearts and captivate our minds and impact our thinking, impact our will, impact our choosing and our behaving. May we see you for the glorious God you are, and may we come another step in the direction of being in a spiritually healthy relationship with you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, these verses, as I have stated before, speak to us about the greatness of God, which is revealed to us through what God has done for us through and in Christ Jesus. And the purpose, the stated purpose, as we look at these scriptures, the stated purpose for what God has done is not just to bless us, but it is to bring glory and honor to himself. In other words, we are to read these scriptures and come to terms with what they say to us, and as a result, revel in worship towards God. That's the intent of what Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and that's the impact that this word is intended to have upon us. Now, with that in mind, I want to review, actually, these verses which we've looked at the last Sunday. last week we looked at this. And I want to review the different aspects of these blessings that God has poured out upon us. First of all, I want to look at why God is so great. And I'm going to list 7 blessings that God has poured out upon us, which give us cause to turn around and honor and worship and glorify God because of what he has done. And he says himself, he's done these things to draw this praise out of him, out of us, towards him. All right, starting back at verse 3 of chapter 1. He blesses us with every spiritual blessing. In other words, we are blessed with all the blessings that God has given us, and there are 6 of them spoken of in the rest of these verses that we've looked at through verse 14. He's blessed us with many more things than this. And as I said early on in this study, we are so blessed by God with these rich blessings that we are enabled to live the Christ-like life. What we have to do is we have to get up and live it. We have to drive out the old nature and put on the new man, the Christ-like nature. And we can do that. We can be victorious. There is no enemy strong enough to gain victory over us. We might look like David going up against Goliath, but we can be victorious, not because of our strength, not because of something that is in us, but because God has given us every blessing necessary to live a godly and holy life in Christ Jesus. We can be victorious. We've got to go fight Goliath. We've got to put that flesh down. We've got to turn away from that worldly temptation. We've got to resist the devil. Yes, that's our part. But we can do it and be victorious no matter how big the enemy is. Number 2, God chose us in Christ to be holy and blameless before him. Not sinful and ugly. Not rejected and depraved, but holy and blameless before him. Number 3, God predestined that we would be adopted into his family. And he made this decision. He did this by his will. He willed this to be true. He wanted this to be so. And his will was driven by kind intentions towards us. Number 4, he redeemed us, and he forgave us, and he continues forgiving us. Number 5, God makes known to us his will for us, but also he makes known to us his will for the church, and he makes known to us his will for all humanity. God has revealed his will to us. His general will, and some of us experience the revelation of God's specific will in some particular area of ministry or service in our lives. God speaks. He has spoken, but he also speaks. He makes known his will to us. Number 6, God gives us a rich inheritance. Oh, and this inheritance is so great, so marvelous, so much more than we could ever desire or want, that it makes what we have in this world, rich as though we may be as Americans, it makes what we have in this world look like poverty by comparison. We have an inheritance waiting for us, and it will be handed over to us when we see him face to face, and we will enjoy it from that day forward. He's given us an inheritance. It's ours. And number 7, he seals us in Christ with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit not only guarantees that we will get to that final day pure and perfect and ready to be received into his eternal kingdom, but that Holy Spirit is also a foretaste of the marvelous life that is to come when we enter into God's eternal kingdom. And so God's greatness is revealed in these 7 great blessings which he pours out upon us. The next thing I want to point out about these scriptures, verses 3 through 14, the next thing I want to point out is the work of Christ. And this work of Christ is a servant-type work. Christ is serving the Father in all these things. And as a servant, Christ is the one through whom all God's blessings come to us. Reflect on that for a few months. Christ is the one through whom all God's blessings come to us. Apart from Christ, we have and will have and would have nothing. Number two, Christ is the one who makes it possible for us to be holy and blameless in our standing before God. Do you understand that? Yes, He has predetermined that we should be holy and blameless before Him. But how does that happen? Does it just happen because God predetermines it? No, it happens because Christ enables it. Christ makes it possible. You see, we are holy and blameless before God because of Jesus Christ. Christ is the one who makes it possible for us to be this holy and blameless person in our standing with God. Christ is the one who makes it possible for us to be adopted into God's family and treated not as adopted children, but as if we are natural born children. Oh, how about that? Yes, we're adopted into the family, but it's no longer David Bain, the adopted child. It's David Bain, God's child, as if I were natural born. That's what Christ does for us. He makes it possible for that to happen. Number four, Christ is the one who makes it possible for us to receive the free outpouring of God's grace, as spoken of in verse 6 of Ephesians chapter 1. It is Christ who opens this door for us to receive this glorious grace of God. It's bestowed upon us in the Beloved, Paul says. Number five, Christ is the one through whom we are redeemed and forgiven. Not just once, mind you. We're not forgiven just once, but repeatedly. It is in Christ, it is through Christ that we have this forgiveness once and forever, again and again and again. He's the one through whom we are redeemed and forgiven. Number six, Christ is the one through whom God has summed up all things. And as I stated last week, the glory of this is that we are able to see God in Christ. We are able to see God's intentions in Christ. We are able to discern God's heart in Christ. We are able to see how God interacts with us in the way Christ interacts with humanity, with the people of His day. We read and we see. We understand Christ. We understand God. Christ is the one whom God has summed up all things. And that brings us revelation. Number seven, Christ is the one who makes it possible for us to receive our share of the inheritance. There is no inheritance for those who are outside of Jesus Christ. He's the one who makes it possible for us to receive that inheritance. And number eight, Christ is the one in whom we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. You see, we are in Christ. And the Holy Spirit seals us in Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ is in all of these ways the supreme servant of God. He is pleasing God in all these ways, and we are blessed because of it. And how we should worship and praise Jesus Christ for humbling Himself and serving in this marvelous way that we might have such rich blessings from God. And so you see, once again, we're richly blessed, but we want to turn around and give praise and glory to the one who makes this possible, and that is Jesus Christ. Now, this may seem redundant, but I want to go through the eight blessings which God blesses us with in terms of what we find here in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. And again, let me say, there are more blessings than this recorded throughout the Scripture, but these are eight powerful blessings that should give us cause to revel in worship toward God. Number one, we have received every spiritual blessing that God has to give for help in living a Christ-like life, in making the most of our relationship with God. You see, we have it all. We have everything we need. And we can go and do the task that God has given us, which is to be sanctified and to live this holy and godly life. Number two, we have been chosen and placed in Christ Jesus so that we can be holy and blameless in our standing with God. It's a marvelous thing. From rejection to acceptance. From being hostile toward God to being loved and taken in as a child of God. We have this blessing. Number three, we have been adopted into God's family, which makes us children of God with the full rights of a legal heir. That's right. And that's why we can count on receiving this great inheritance. Number four, we have been redeemed from the power. Now listen carefully. We've been redeemed from the power and the penalty and the practice of sin. And we have been forgiven of our sin. And we can continue to be forgiven of sins committed even through today. That's right, redemption is not just from the power of sin in the past or the power of death over our souls. We are redeemed from the power and the penalty and the practice of sin. No one who is born of God practices sin. Why? Because the very life of God lives in that person. And he's been freed from the practice of sin. In fact, because the life of God is in him, he's abhorred at the idea of practicing sin. 1 John 3:9. Number five, we have been informed of God's will. His will regarding ourselves. His will regarding the church. And his will regarding the world. We hear God. He speaks to us. It may not be a voice. It may not be handwriting on a wall. It may not be a telephone call. It may not be as our neighbor speaks to us across the backyard fence. But in the very heart of our being, we receive God's messages to us through his word, by his Holy Spirit, from his servants, from our brothers and sisters in Christ. As we meditate on the scriptures, as we open our eyes and see creation and understand all that God has made, God speaks to us, and in his speaking, he reveals his will for us, the church, and the world. Number six, we can see God as he is by looking at Jesus, by knowing Jesus intimately, and by submitting to Jesus in the same way Jesus submits to God. In these ways, we can see God as he is. Yes, it's an imperfect seeing. Yes, it's through human eyes. But it's a glorious seeing. And it's a seeing that God has granted us in light of our humanity, and not out of resentment or anger that he has to stoop to our humanity, but gladly, willingly, he shows us himself in Christ Jesus. This is a true blessing that God has given us. Number seven, we have been promised an inheritance from God, an equal share of Christ's inheritance. That's what we've been promised. And number eight, we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of our ultimate salvation, as a guarantee that we can one day look at God in the eye, face to face, and stand there holy and blameless, sealed by the Spirit who will keep us in that pure state until the day the seal is removed and we are standing there face to face with God. But not only that, we have a foretaste of glory to come in the Holy Spirit. Now, we've talked about all these things. Some of them cause some of us to raise questions, and that's good. We want to ask questions. We want to think these things through. We want to see what it is God is saying to us. And what you don't understand, let's talk about. And so in the minutes ahead, let's take the rest of our time and work through your questions. Ask whatever you want. Let's work through your questions and help you see what it is God wants to say to you today.